Welcome back to the News and Views Radio Network. Obviously, a lot of things going on. And, you know, we look at things that happen usually on the East Coast and the West Coast. This is happening right in our backyard right now, ladies and gentlemen. The trial is in deliberation with the jury of Derek Chauvin in the Twin Cities. Okay, last night at the Fargo City Commission meeting, there were a group of individuals that came there. And it wasn't just a group. They got as many folks as they could in the room to make their point. And there was a couple of points that needed to be made. The point that what happened at the last city commission meeting was absolutely ridiculous in regards to how transgender people are treated. And then obviously concerns about the Fargo police force and how it might deal with some of the issues we're faced with. Well, one of the people I wanted to get on and have an opportunity to be heard and to say her part is Faith Dixon. Faith is the head here in the Fargo-Moorhead area of Black Lives Matter. Ms. Dixon, good to have you on News and Views again.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Can you express your concerns that you shared at the Fargo City Commission with everybody listening?
Yes, we most definitely need that Police Conduct Oversight Commission. It is detrimental to our communities all over the world that they feel that the police can be held accountable for things that happen. We see the death of George Floyd, the death of Dante Wright, the death of Adam Toledo in Chicago. And the names keep going on and on and on. And we don't see any accountability happening within the police department, police forces all over. And so we want to make sure that doesn't happen here. And I believe with this oversight commission, that would deter things from like this happening in our small community.
So I want to ask you a little bit, because obviously it relates to all of us here locally, but what is the sentiment? I mean, what is the feeling here from your group and your organization in regards to what you see happening in the Twin Cities? By now you've had a chance to review, to take in, to watch the trial of Derek Chauvin. What's your take on it?
I'm fearful. At the end of the day, like I said last night, there's no empathy. There's no empathy that there was a loss of life that happened. All we're seeing is that this person is being put on trial, but he's dead. He's not able to defend himself. The whole system is at fault here. This is not an easy fix, but we need to start in our police departments, and the city officials need to understand that the people pay for them to protect us, but instead we fear them. And all I can see in watching there is, God, if this jury comes back not guilty, what will happen in this country? What would happen? And so I'm on edge. I've been on edge since it began. And I really hope to see that justice is served, even in our own community, that we can come together and we can let our commissioners and our mayors and the police chief know that, hey, we just want accountability. We want to be able to know that we can go outside and we can walk outside and we can be around our children. We can drive and not be murdered and shot for simple acts. And so I can't speak for the community. I can speak for myself, but I am troubled. I am fearful of what's going to take place in the next couple of days.
When you say you're fearful of what that verdict may be, are we talking about, and it's hard not to do it this way, Ms. Dixon, but I'm going to put it this way. If the verdict comes down, because in a little bit, Paul Violas is going to join us. He's a law enforcement and security analyst for CBS News. And we had Mr. Violas on at the beginning of this trial, and he virtually guaranteed on his reputation that there will not be a conviction of murder, that there will be a conviction of manslaughter. If, in fact, he's right, what will be the reaction of the Black Lives Matter community?
I'm not going to say the reaction of the Black Lives Matter community. I'm going to say the reaction of the people in this community, not just our community, but communities all over the world. We saw the conviction or the the not guilty plea of the gentleman that beat Rodney King. And we saw L.A. go up in flames and the rioting there. I believe that what we saw, even with the death of George Floyd, that people are tired. They are tired, and this is not a white and black issue. This is not a race issue. This is a right and wrong issue. This is human life that we're talking about. So I believe that us activists will speak peace in our neighborhoods, but there are people that are tired. They're tired of getting up and seeing the same thing. Another black man shot, another black child lost to police brutality. So I don't want to say what Black Lives Matter, because we don't believe in violence. We don't. I don't personally believe that that is the answer. But I do understand, and my heart goes out to those families and those communities that saw Dante and George Floyd one day, and the next day they're gone.
So when you talk about that and what that reaction can be, how do you think that plays out here locally? Because you said cities, and we know that in Fargo last night, you know, you made your case. You made the argument of, you know, how the community is dealing with issues like this. And so how do you think this community right here that you live in will respond to any verdict less than a guilty of murder verdict?
Well, first of all, I want to say that the media plays a big part in what the people see, the community see. So I'm going to challenge the media to not change the narrative of things. Every march that we put on and attended has been peaceful. And so at this point, I do believe that I challenge the media all over to tell the truth. Don't sit out here and try to get high ratings by pretty much lying to the public, to the people. Let them know what's really going on. So that's a big issue. And as far as what will happen, I don't know. I hope that people can see this for what it is and come together instead of tearing up. That's not going to change anything. The verdict is still the verdict. I know that there's a lot. I know we're angry, but I believe that we can make more change together with communities, with businesses and communities, versus tearing them down.
You made reference last night to the mayor of Brooklyn Center, to Mike Elliott, in light of the Dante Wright shooting, and you used him as an example of how to deal with what both you and I are afraid could happen. And so I want to make sure you have an opportunity to speak to all of our listeners in reference to that. What was the point you were trying to make about the job that Mike Elliott did and has done?
Great leadership. I addressed that to the mayor last night. We need leadership. We need someone to stand up for the people in this community. It is okay for you to say Black Lives Matter. It is okay for you to say there will be no, we won't tolerate hate in this community, that we will not discriminate. It is okay. And we see that leadership from Mike Elliott in Brooklyn Park, on Brooklyn Center, excuse me. And we also see that he is not allowing the community to be pepper sprayed and bombed. He pretty much shut it down and said his police force will not be a part of that, because that agitates crowds and protesters. That makes it worse, as you can see. I mean, the state police is on a rampage in pepper spraying children. My mind went right back to the 60s when Martin Luther King and those were marching, and how they got dogs and billy clubs, and they beat those people. And they use water hoses and things like that. We're playing what happened in the 60s. This is a shame. This is insane to think that 40 years ago or so, we were still doing this and still fighting this battle, and we are even today. So my hats go off to the Brooklyn Center leadership there, because I believe they are making a stand, and their voices, and there's a lot of people that don't like it up the chain of command, but hey, it is what he believes in, and he is standing on that for his community.
So are you comfortable that, you know, individuals here in the Fargo-Moorhead communities will be treated the same way, you know, you feel that the mayor of Brooklyn Center has informed his police force to treat people? Are you, let me put this in a better way. Are you comfortable with how the Fargo or Moorhead Police Department will treat you and other individuals that are out to make a point in regards to the verdict?
No, I am not comfortable. At this point in time today, April 20th at 8:49, I am not comfortable with that. I in the last march that we did, we saw a police officer come out and agitate a crowd by taking pictures and surveillance. And so that did make us feel very uncomfortable. So there's a lot of healing to do within the community and the Fargo Police Department. And I will say that we are working towards that. But right now that work has not been completed. And so right now I do believe that there is fear. There is fear, and we don't know what is in the minds of the Fargo Police Department. Do they look at us as being a threat to this community in which we love, in which we live, in which we do business in? We are citizens, and we do pay taxes here. But to be called a domestic terrorist or to be called a thug is very disheartening. And so I wanted the people in this community to know that last night your voices were heard. Don't let it be the last time. Like I said yesterday, keep continually to let your voices be heard. But as far as Fargo PD, we have to change the narrative. But I believe that we can do that when they can literally say Black Lives Matter. I do believe that.
Ms. Dixon, thank you. I appreciate you coming on News and Views.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Faith Dixon, ladies and gentlemen.